There, buddy, this is Stu Smith with another Tactical Fitness Report. And this one is more of an announcement and an explanation than it is two people talking about a particular topic. But Tactical Fitness Report was created a couple of years ago. And for the last 20 plus years, I have been creating workouts that fit into a system that I call seasonal tactical fitness periodization. And all that really means is that each season of the year, four seasons, four 13-week cycles, there's a different element of fitness that you are focusing on that will be part of a bigger foundational piece of work for you to be a better tactical athlete. And what that means is you're going to be good at strength and power, speed and agility, muscle stamina and endurance, aerobic and anaerobic capacity, flexibility, mobility, grip. You know, all of those are essential elements of fitness for the tactical athlete. Now, let me share with you something that I accomplished this year that I'm pretty proud of. Because this is one of those, this is just one of those projects that, you know, took me about 6 months to do. And they're, you know, right here, the seasonal tactical fitness periodization models. You can see right there, got these coil bound books that make it real easy to take it into the gym and get stuff done. Just lay it on the side, take a picture of it, whatever you feel like doing, walk into the gym with it and go crush it. But as you can see here, we have winter, spring, summer, fall. It makes up 52 weeks. Each one of these are 13 weeks long, with 12 weeks of training, 1 week of testing for every one of them. And they all have a type of test that will focus on the elements of fitness that you just did prior, as well as the elements of fitness that you are about to do, focusing on. And then the You know, all of them, what we're trying to do here is maintain our strengths while we focus on any weaknesses. And we all come into this journey with some form of weakness, whether you're an endurance athlete that is weak strength-wise, or you're a strength athlete that is weak endurance-wise. Typically, people aren't good at everything, and you have to program it in such a way that you can actually see progress on weaknesses while you maintain your strengths. And that's what these books do. As you can see, the winter lift cycle, running's a little bit less, but the lifting is more. The high rep calisthenics are just warm-up stuff, not even high reps. And we are lifting heavier weights to build durability. Spring comes into it. It's a transition. We transition out of weights by doing more like weight vest, sandbag type stuff. And we progress pretty logically with running and volume of calisthenics. So we're working on muscle stamina and endurance during this phase while we're still transitioning out of weight. So we haven't quite dropped the weights in the spring. We're just slowly reducing them. Then, summer, one of my favorite seasons is just one. It's great weather, the days are longer, and we're crushing calisthenics and cardio. But every fourth week, we do a strength week to maintain some of those strength gains that we had in the winter. And then fall is very similar to the spring, just kind of in reverse, where we are starting to reduce the running from our peak that we made in the summer. And we're reducing the reps by adding weight vests, sandbags, starting to add some actual barbells and dumbbells, kettlebells into that as we prepare for the fall. We just got out of the fall cycle, about mid-December, late December, and we are in now in our first week of the winter lift cycle. That's what we're in. So, so just to be, just to let, a lot of people ask, like, what's the difference between these and other seasonal tactical fitness approaches that you've done? Because prior years, I've done spring and summer cycles, fall and winter lifts, and they're titled appropriately. I've done one with spring training and, you know, getting to and through selection, done one with increased strength and crush the PST IFT. So it's a little more specific. So you can see I'm starting to blend some of the elements of fitness with many of the events that tactical athletes will see in their journey to get into some of these very challenging jobs that are either really competitive and you need high scores, or just super tough, like spec ops level, SWAT team level training, that you just need to be good at everything and be able to crush it. So take a look at this. A lot of people ask, oh, well, what's the difference between those seasonal tactical fitness programs and these? Well, these are specifically designed to address two things. Remember, tactical fitness is getting to the training and getting through the training. So that means you have to crush a very competitive fitness test to get accepted into the training, and then you have to have significant amount of durability and must work capacity to handle the training to get through it. You know, because you want to do it to meet the standard, you want to be prepared enough to where something new is not going to injure you. So that's where I made this Venn diagram to kind of explain everything of what the active duty operator as well as the candidate is trying to build up to. So as you can see here, durability is a component of strength, power, speed, and agility. That's where load bearing comes in. Lifting weights can help you prepare your foundational level strength to be able to handle logs and boats and rucks and fireman carries and, you know, just equipment carries, things like that. You know, that is a component of strength, power, speed, and agility. That is what durability is. And then on the other side of that, you have aerobic anaerobic conditioning with muscle stamina, and that is work capacity. That's your ability to do a great amount of work, whether that's repetitions, miles, on your feet all day, moving equipment, moving stuff, moving yourself, other people, and being able to recover quickly from that and be able to do it again. So that is what, you know, if you look in the center of this, what we're trying to build here is optimal performance. But as you're an active duty operator, you're trying to still be optimal, but have some longevity, because you will be older longer than you are younger in a career in the military. And you being able to understand what longevity is now can help you have a much better time moving and do an operational type training and actual ops in your 30s and 40s and beyond. So, and that is the mastery of recovery. So the unique thing about optimal performance and longevity is both of them are the mastery of recovery. And if you look down at the bottom right-hand corner of this Venn diagram, it's all about stress mitigation, physical, mental, emotional, and you get that through sleep, aka recovery, smart training, programming, nutrition, mobility, flexibility. All of those will make you and help you be a better tactical athlete and mitigate stress better, because that's the goal. And then stability, that's another side of it. That is when you are put into training And now there's not enough time to get in better shape. There's not enough time to get faster, not enough time to get stronger. You just have to get tougher and figure it out. That means your mindset has to be right. Your ability to learn a new skill and apply that directly with the stress of instructors, you know, making you reach a certain standard that is normally quite high. And your just ability to think and relax and go through these type of problems. So in the big picture, what the tactical athlete is, that Venn diagram is covering it. So I highly recommend taking a look at this and asking yourself, is your programming addressing all of this? Most people's are not. You know, I have been working on this type of system here that addresses this, and this is one of the best ways to do it with seasonal approach. And it actually has a tactical advantage to it as well, because if you notice the fall and the winter, you're dropping some of the impact cardio, which is good for the joints, and you're adding in weight training, which in combination, you will probably put on some weight during this cycle, which guess what? It's cold in the winter. And you'll be glad when you're doing dives or rucking in the cold or living outside that you have a little extra mass in the winter. And then in the spring and summer, you can rip it back up, go crush stuff, right? So, and there's no real reason why you have to do these in the spring, summer, fall, or winter. You know, it really depends on where your strengths and weaknesses are. So, for instance, when we have guys training with us that are in the winter, and let's say they are football players, former football players, D1 athletes, 250 pounds big. Last thing I'm going to have them do is even touch a weight. They are going to be doing more cardio, and we'll probably start it off with non-impact cardio. You know, while other guys are lifting, they are doing elliptical, bikes, and swimming. Probably mix in some calisthenics and throw in some weights in there, but nothing crazy. Maybe if we're doing 5 sets, I may have them just do a couple, followed by some calisthenics, because we're really working on muscle stamina than we are strength. They're going to come into this game with plenty of strength. Where I will have the guys lifting a lot will be the cross country guys, the swimmers, you know, those type of athletes that are just weak, can run or swim forever and crush us in any of those events, but they need to get and build some durability, just like the football player needs to build some work capacity. So that is the difference between these programs. As you can see, in fact, I'll share one more screen with you. You can see, I don't have it up here. Let's see. Here we go. So this is my website, stewsmithfitness.com. And there's multiple options here. These are just my most popular programs up here at the top. They tend to get ranked. I got it set up where the best sellers get ranked first. So you can see, being a former SEAL, former Navy SEAL is not the number one seller. It's actually, some reason, it's not quite functioning the way it's supposed to. This FBI workout is perennially my bestseller, but this has been a really popular one as of the last few months, Air Force one. But anyway, this is my website. This is the main page. If you go to the seasonal periodization programs, you can read a little more about periodization and what that means. It's basically just a fitness budget. Right here, what's seasonal tactical fitness periodization? Read about that. It's my 25 years of work on figuring out a system that allows you to address all strengths and weaknesses, all elements of fitness that build a solid tactical athlete. And we're focusing on getting to, getting through, and being an active duty operator. That's phase 1, 2, and 3 of tactical fitness. And as you can see, these are the most recent programs I created fall, winter, spring, summer. This is a prior year's version of fall and winter. So when people ask, what's the difference between these and these programs? Well, fall and winter and spring and summer of the last was about 2 years ago. Just similar workouts to what we did, just different variety of exercises, different variety of movements, maybe even some different equipment altogether. And then we got tactical fitness for the athlete over 40. That has been a great one. I realized that since I've been in this business now for almost, 24 years now, many of the people who started with me have since moved on, still active or retired, and now they're, dealing with the same things I am with, being in my 50s, post athletic career, post spec ops career, and now I'm trying to just maintain a level of fitness that keeps me as an asset, in certain situations, but also just healthy and, able to move without pain. These are also just like spring, summer, calisthenics and cardio. This is a beginner, intermediate, advanced one. Weight vest workout, a little more intermediate level, kind of a fall, winter cycle. This is a really good, this is a really good winter cycle where I first created the block periodization model. So some of these don't have block periodization in it, like this one does. So all that means is 3 weeks of strength training followed by 1 week of calisthenics and cardio for a 16-week cycle. And then this one is just the opposite. It's 3 weeks of calisthenics and cardio and 1 week of strength training. So where these programs are great for, or for those who are just hard gainers and are really worried about losing their strength after a winter lift cycle. So this one would be a good way to maintain that. In fact, we've had a lot of people not only maintain their, PST scores and their strength, but they got better at the strength and got better at the PST scores, even in a winter lift cycle, which was fairly new to me. Usually we just kind of maintain. These latest ones also have block periodization models in it as well, because they've been that effective. But let me show you one more time just what the Venn diagram is trying to do. As you can see here, it is, it's not working. There we go. So the Venn diagram here is something I created probably about 5 years ago. And the beauty of having a system that you create 20 years ago, each year you add new things to this system. The system hasn't really changed since my first attempt at periodization, which was the book called Maximum Fitness. Great book, 52-week cycle, just a little bit different. And the reason why I created this system is, no kidding, by the time I was 30, I was pretty broken, just overtrained, injured. I had a stress fracture in my femur. I had ankle surgery. I had shoulder injury and a lower back injury. All of those all kind of accumulated by 28, 29, 30. And it was really, to be honest with you, it was one of the reasons why I didn't feel comfortable staying in the military, because I was really not feeling well. So I changed up everything that I was doing, went back to the basics, and just got in the weight room and did a basic bodybuilding style workout program. No running, just rebuilt my, felt like I rebuilt my joints. I gave my joints a break from running 40, 50 miles a week. I did more swimming and biking. And I came out of that realizing I needed to create a better system versus just flatlining at a high level 9-10 year round and everything. I needed to make a bell curve of running. That helped me for the last 20 plus years not to get running injuries. And pretty much the only running injuries I've ever had now since 30 was just being stupid and running too fast, pulling a hamstring or tweaking a groin muscle or something. But yeah, these have been very helpful, you know, these systems in addressing all of these components. You know, I call these the elements of fitness, and I call these the events of your future fitness challenges. So think of it as we're doing elements of fitness here to prepare the body for all challenges. And here we are specifically addressing the challenges that you are going to see in these jobs, whether it is treading water or it's rucking or it's drown-proofing or, you know, pull-up, push-up, sit-up tests, running 4 miles, swimming 2 miles with fins, log PT, boat carries. All of these are addressed in some way in these events. In fact, I've even used some of those events and placed them in here because these are really more of an advanced level spec ops fitness type program where you'll see workouts like the Sam Baby Devil Murph, which if you can Google that term, I'll put a link to it in the description of this video. And that's a mix of a devil's mile, a Murph, and a sandbag combination that mimics log PT and boat carries and just high repetitions of a Murph type exercise program. So it's a lot of fun. And it's in there multiple times in some of the summer training programs. But I will tell you this, these workouts have been a lot of fun for me. These are actually my workouts that I do with my local guys here that are preparing for various jobs. We have police officers training for SWAT team. We have just civilians preparing for spec ops jobs. We have active duty guys trying to go to spec ops jobs, whether that is Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. We got all types. So we train people for free here in Maryland. If you're interested, check out heroesoftomorrow.org and you will see our schedule. It's free. No joke. There's no catches to that. You just show up at 6 a.m. I'm here to train people. And it's a fun. They're basically my workouts that I invite people to join. So with that, you guys check out StuSmithFitness.com. Email me, Stu@StuSmith.com. If you have any questions about the programming, if you get a program and you don't understand what workouts are, just email me. Send me a picture of it or explain it to me, and I will explain it to you one-on-one. So that's some of the customer service that you get when you ask questions. Happy to assist. I am honored to be a part of people's journey as they prepare to serve and continue to serve. And that is what I do. So until next time, this is Stu Smith. We'll see you later.